Genesis 47:1-12. Jacob entering Egypt. As we have seen, this was a tremendous step for this man. And God has appeared to him and consoled him, comforted him, encouraged him, instructed him, and renewed the covenant with him, and strengthened his faith and encouraged him to go on, promising to be with him. Jacob has gone into Egypt, and he's been willing to take a low station, even to be thought detestable in the eyes of the Egyptians. And now I want to look again at Jacob as he makes this tremendous move. And this time I want to bring out the point that he makes so strongly in his conversation with Pharaoh. He appears before Pharaoh and he says this to him in Genesis 47 and verse 9. And Jacob said to Pharaoh, "The years of my pilgrimage are 130. My years have been few and difficult, and they do not equal the years of the pilgrimage of my fathers." Then Jacob blessed Pharaoh and went out from his presence. Jacob talks about his life in terms of a pilgrimage, a sojourner, a passing through, as the old Negro spiritual. "This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through." He speaks of it in these terms. Again, he speaks of his weakness and his nothingness, his smallness. "My years have been few and difficult, and they don't equal the years of the pilgrimage of my fathers." It's the way he's describing his life. He says, "We have come to live here," verse 4, "a while, just temporary. But my whole life is one which can be described as a temporary experience." Let me read to you the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 11. Let me read to you from verse 8. "By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith he made his home in the promised land, like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God." And then verse 13. "All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. And they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth." People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. And I think that's exactly the spirit that Jacob shows to Pharaoh. He gives his testimony. He blesses Pharaoh, and I think this is blessing. I don't think he's just saying farewell to him. Hebrews 7:7 and so on in the book of Genesis shows us how much blessing, how important blessing was in these days. And Jacob is a blessing to Pharaoh in more ways than one. In the New Covenant, we are bidden to pray for those in authority over us, 1 Timothy chapter 2. And Jacob is a blessing to him. And the way he's a blessing is he speaks of his life as a pilgrimage, as a stranger, as an alien, and he's walking by faith, longing for a better place, a permanent place. This is not a permanent place. And I think this is a challenge to Pharaoh. I don't know whether Pharaoh saw it or heard it. But this man before him who is so humble, so weak in his own self, he knows he's weak, small, feeble, pressing on to a better place, trusting the promise of God. That's the letter to the Hebrews. We come into the new covenant now. This is what the new covenant is about. Ephesians 3:8, Paul can speak of his own life. He says, I am the least of all saints. I am the weakest. But God has used me for his glory. Brother and sister, this is how we should be. This is our spirit, surely. Is it your spirit? We're not proud and cocky and boastful and look at what a great man I've become. No, no, no. We are weak. We are small. We are strangers. Peter says this to us. 1 Peter 1, verses 1 and 2. We are strangers scattered here. I referred in a previous discourse to Barak. Seekest thou great things for thyself? Seek them not. Yes, Jacob wants to be a blessing. And in himself he's weak. But his very weakness makes him a blessing to Pharaoh. Jeremiah will tell the Jews in his book 29, verse 7, seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper. And Jacob is really living out this kind of principle in advance. And I want to be a blessing in my generation. My own weakness, I don't want to hide it. But the greatness and the glory of God. We are pilgrims, brother. We are just passing through. Sister, we are just traveling as strangers in this land. Unbeliever, you think this world is a tremendous place. Well, it is. But this is your heaven, is it not? This is your all. You have nothing after this. But for Christ's people, this is just a temporary pilgrimage, living in tents. It's a temporary, in-between stage. Let me read to you from the book of James. This is how believers talk. Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow, we will go to this city or that city, spend a year there, carry on business and make money. You see, we're going to do this, I'm going to do that. Yes, boasting and bragging. Why? You do not even know what will happen tomorrow. No. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. So how should we talk? Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast and brag. All such boasting is evil. Unbeliever is evil. It's not only evil, it's foolish and stupid. Your life is not your own. You are not the master and captain. You're in the hand of God. Now Jacob confesses this to Pharaoh. He speaks to Pharaoh of his own weakness, but of the ways he is looking forward, passing through this pilgrimage. And we know what's lying beneath all this. His hope is in God. Brother and sister, these are light and momentary afflictions. We are born to a trouble and affliction as the sparks fly outward. Job 14:1, but 2 Corinthians 4, verse 17 and on. These light and momentary afflictions are just working for us an eternal weight of glory. And that's the point through all this. You see, Jacob is just a little cog in the machine, just a little piece in the jigsaw. But that's only in one way of looking at it. You see, brother and sister, God doesn't treat us as pieces or cogs. We are living souls, which he loves. And he gives Christ for us in our salvation, and we have the Spirit and so on. He gave Christ to die for us, and now we have the Spirit living within us. No, we're not cogs and pieces, but in one sense, in illustration, we are a cog in the machine, just a tiny part, but the machine is enormous. The purpose of God is immense. You see, God here has his purpose. For 200 years now or more, he's given the covenant to Abraham and his descendants. There's going to be several hundred years now in Egypt. Jacob thinks it's a while, but it's a long while. But God's purpose is the Exodus, the Passover, and all the formation of Israel, and then, of course, the coming of Christ. Jacob can't see all that, or if he can, it's only dimly. Brother and sister, we look back now and see all these things working out. Can we not measure our small affairs today in this light? We are a vapor, we are a mist, we are strangers, but may we sense as we have this smallness in our view, know that we're on a pilgrimage, as it were. We're strangers, we're scattered aliens here, but we have a heavenly home, an eternal home, new heavens and a new earth. And God is working his glorious covenant purposes out, and he will bring all to pass in due time. We're in the scheme of things. He chose us before the foundation of the world. In time, Christ came and died for us. We're on our pilgrimage now, but one day soon we shall see him, and then there will come the eternal day, and all the purposes of God will ripen, and glory will be there forever. Let us learn all that from the life of Jacob, an unbeliever. I do hope that you will learn from the life of Jacob, your smallness, your weakness, your temporiness. Cry out to God, the eternal God. Rest in him. Call upon him now and be saved. Call upon him in Jesus Christ, and know him as your Saviour and Lord. May we all learn from the life of Jacob, entering Egypt.